said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, Matt has written a song for our support workers.
We ask the big questions, what is the Craigie Pong?
Ugh. Lockie Reed with Lockie's Lockdown Quiz.
And the Brickman talks Lego Masters.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Now, we know how wonderful the community on a whole has been during this time, and there have been so many heroes. And I wrote a song, and I can't take credit for this. One of our wonderful listeners from the Mix family sent a Facebook message in saying, hey, Maddie, we know you like writing a ditty. Why not write a song for all the heroes beyond the health professionals, and certainly we know how heroic they have been.
Yep.
But the people working at the checkout at Coles, people who are continuing to work, putting themselves in the front line, you know, no doubt anxious about the whole COVID-19 experience that we're going through, but still getting out there and going to work and keeping things going. So
yeah, all those teachers head back next week as well, yep.
Exactly. So, yeah, there are so too many to mention, but I thought, well, look, if I'm going to write a song about heroes, then I'm going straight to Mariah Carey. So here we go. This is for you, the heroes at Perth.
There's a hero just inside that Coles, helping with your groceries, stocking shelves with toilet rolls. There's an answer when you need prescriptions filled. The chemist is still there for you with your Viagra pills. And when this virus came along, how would our old world carry on? We all had to change our plans, spending hours washing hands. But there are heroes stepping up, doctors, nurses hanging tough. And still the garbage gets removed, and still plumbers unblocking loos. There's still bus drivers letting you tap on and off. Hairdressers, they're still styling. Hero teachers teach our young. There's truck drivers and those dudes in those white vans. Let's stand together, but not together, and give them all a hand. And when a crisis comes along, there are heroes standing strong, like the cops still on the beat, and the postie on your street. And everything will be okay, just stay 2 meters away. I still want you as a mate, unless your temperature's 38. And when a challenge comes along, there are heroes standing strong. You might never know their names, but we thank them anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The heroes.
Oh,
well
thank
Maddie.
You.
Beautiful work.
Well,
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Oh, it's very nice. The sun has come up. The birds are chirping over the beautiful suburb of Craigie.
Ooh.
A great northern suburb rated 9 out of 10 for parks and neighbourly spirit. But unfortunately, it's got a pong.
Ooh, that smell. Oh, dear.
Yes. There is a pungent aroma waking the residents of Craigie lately. Apparently, the smell is so bad it's waking people up. It's described as a gross smell, which I believe is the scientific description for the smell.
Yeah.
It does turn out they're having some technical issues at the wastewater treatment plant in that area. Something to do with the gas storage facility, which prevents the release of the odours during water treatment, but because it's on the blink, yeah, they can't stop the odours just being released into the atmos. So we've got the Craigie Pong. It's not a health risk. That's the most reassuring thing for the people of the area. You're not at any risk. It just stanks.
Yes, apparently they're waiting for a part, but of course due to the lockdown, it's taking longer than usual to get here.
But I find some suburbs tend to have a bit of a smell anyway. Like most days when we weren't in lockdown, of course, I say lockdown, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When I would drive through Yokine to get to work, and Yokine early in the morning, not every day, but a lot of days, it has this smell like there's a massive sausage sizzle going on.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Was there Bunnings there? There's no Bunnings there in Yokine.
No, early in the morning when we're driving to work. So, you know, like sort of 4:30-ish in the morning, the Yokine smells like sausage sizzle. And I don't know if there's any kind of bacon factories or any kind of, I don't know what's going on around there.
Like,
but
a piggery?
I reckon it just has a smell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The famous Yokine Bacon Factory. That's the one.
That's what it was. Yeah, there was a piggery there. There were hogs.
It's
hogs
well
are plenty.
Known.
I used to live in.
Do you guys get that?
I used to live in Cornelian Crescent, right in Kareen, and just up the road from me, like I mean, 50 meters up the road on Marmion Ave, is a Red Rooster. Right, so you would wake up to the smell of the chips, and you would go to sleep to the smell of the chips. And most of the time, it was quite nice. But if you were full, you had a full belly, the chips smell wasn't that welcome.
Well, and of course, those of us that grew up in the eastern suburbs, we always used to refer to the smell of burning rubber from burnouts as our particular perfume.
That was your pong?
Yeah. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix
94.5. Lockie's Lockdown Quiz. Alrighty, guys, this is a Friday quiz, so you need to finish off the week in style with the lockdown quiz. The first question is a bit of a mixture of politics and movies. Ooh. Question number one. Did Donald Trump feature in the first or the second Home Alone movie? Did Donald Trump, I was going to say star, but let's just be honest, he didn't star at all. He made a cameo in the first or the second Home Alone movie?
Great question. Okay,
That is question number one.
Okay.
All right. Give 5 seconds to get that answer. It's not a hard one. 50%.
Oh, you should do quiz nights.
I was wondering. Yeah,
So that was question number one. Question number two, as Molly Meldrum says, do yourself a favour and listen to Chris Murphy for question number two. What's the next line of this song?
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Lockie. Okay, we're going to do... what's the next line? Here we go.
Steve walks merrily down the street with his brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet.
Very good.
Oh, I can hear Claire singing along.
Okay.
Kimber, are you good on the music? Do you like the music?
I am good on the music, but I do find often that when you realise later, you realise you've been singing the incorrect lyric for 20 years. I do get that quite a bit.
So very true. Maddie?
I thought the was the line.
You've done that forever.
No, that's James Rain singing the song.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. What was he singing again?
So what's the next line of that song? That was question number two. And a question number three is, what am I dressed as? Now, I am a sportsman. Kimber, that does not mean I am Matthew Pavlich. I just want to make sure you know that.
Stop standing.
Every time.
Here we go. Okay. Who am I dressed as? I started playing my sport 20 years ago and I'm still active. I made quite a racket early in my career. In fact, I wasn't well liked by a lot of sports fans, but it wasn't always my fault. I had a big heart, I was very competitive, and I'm a very proud Aussie. At one stage, I was considered the best player in the world at my chosen sports. I enjoyed playing home and away, on and off the court. Who am I? Ah. That is the question.
Okay.
Dressed up very nicely.
Yeah. Hats off. I'm feeling to you confident all for today, being Lockie. Involved. Yep. You reckon you're getting it three? You can't get three out of three 2 days in a row, Kimba.
Well, she
That's
could.
Unfair.
I'm hoping I do. Yeah. I'm hoping I do on this one.
Hey, Kimba, stop cheating. I see you looking at Skype at my sheet.
I reckon Maddie gets the sports question. I think Maddie gets the music one. He might get three out of three as well, I'm thinking.
All
this
right,
could be a great
right.
finish to the week. All right, question number one. Question number one. Did Donald Trump feature in the first or second Home Alone movie? He played a cameo role in the second Home Alone movie.
Woo! It was in his hotel, wasn't it? In New York.
Yes, and you know what? He has to, if a movie hires his hotel to be part of the movie, it's in the contract that he must feature in that movie.
Of course it is.
Classic. He was so convincing.
Smart man.
Exactly. Question number two, as Molly Meldrum says, do yourself a favour, listen to Chris Murphy. What's the next line of the song? Claire-Zy, I want you to sing the next line of the song.
Should we kick it off with Chris again?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Lockie. Okay, we're going to do What's the Next Line? Here we go.
Steve walks merrily down the street with his brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet.
Machine guns ready to go.
Machine guns ready to go. Claire's, you got it right. Hey. Kimber, Maddie.
Yep. I got
Maddie.
It.
Bang.
Oh, this is promising. This is a fantastic Friday. All right, the last one was question number three. Who am I dressed as? I am not Matthew Pavlich, Kimber. I started playing 20 years ago. I made quite a racket early in my career. In fact, I wasn't well liked by some sports fans, but it wasn't always my fault. I had a big heart, very competitive, very proud Aussie. At one stage, I was considered the best player in the world, my chosen sports. I enjoyed playing home and away, on and off the court. Come on! You should know this. Who is it?
Leighton Hewitt?
Yes.
Leighton.
Leighton Hewitt is correct. I am dressed up. The hat is backwards. I've got the shorts on, and I'm looking fantastic with my tennis racket. Ready to rumble for the day.
Oh, nice. Lockie, those little references you put in there, like the word fault and things like that and home and away, those things don't go unnoticed. Thanks for helping me out in
right.
the sport.
Yeah, very, very cute.
There was no giggles when I said them, though. I thought, I'm very funny here doing that.
No, we were trying to concentrate, mate. Yeah.
We were laughing on the inside.
And you're right. People forget in the Curious, Nick Curious era, they forget that a lot of people didn't like Leighton Hewitt at the start, did they?
No, early on in his career, he wasn't liked at all. Yeah, okay. But he redeemed himself, and so did you guys. That was a fantastic Friday from you three. I reckon we got three out of three right round the state on Mix.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning. On Mix 94.5.
The saying used to be bigger than Ben-Hur. Now it's bigger than Lego Masters after Sunday series return ratings for Channel 9. The man who left the corporate world to become a Lego legend and a Lego Masters judge, Ryan Brickman McNaught. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you? Thanks for the intro.
I can't believe how far everybody has come in building Lego from season one to now. Straight off the bat, the things I've seen them build already have just been sensational. Where have these people come from?
Well, the trick is, of course, all of our contestants in the first series, they had absolutely no idea what the show was about, whether they were going to be nice or nasty or all sorts of bits and pieces. And, of course, everyone from season two has had the luxury of watching everyone from the first season. So it's kind of like they've learnt their lessons and now kind of going crazy.
Let's be honest, Ryan, even the suits at Channel 9 didn't really know what was going to happen with the show when it first started. It's been such an incredible success. And I do have a bone to pick with you because my stepdaughter's about to turn 9. I'd already organised her present. It's being shipped as we speak. We watch your program on Sunday and all of a sudden she wants more Lego.
Yeah, sorry about that. You may need a personal loan or two after the series is finished, but there you are.
Hey, Ryan, adding 1.3 million Lego pieces to the brick pit, which sounds a lot more painful than the ball pit from when my kids were growing up, but that's a hell of a lot more, and we should see that resulting in some more incredible creations.
Well, you would have thought so, but Hamish is a little bit light-fingered, to be honest. So most of that brick pit, I reckon, has probably ended up at his place.
For the kids.
So he's got his own private brick pit nowadays. You know how he rolls.
Yeah, well, he's struggling, so.
Is there something on the horizon? Do you dream of building one thing that you haven't yet built yourself?
Look, it's funny you say that. I do. I have quite a list of things that I want to knock over, and over the years I've managed to sort of tick them off slowly but surely over time. But currently on my list, I've got a yacht out of Lego.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Floatable?
Floatable, totally. I've made a life-size car, so tick that off the box. So I think yacht is the next thing.
So what's that, just a casual 40-footer or what?
Yeah, something like that. You know, maybe from my retirement, perhaps. We'll see how we go. As long as it can get me to Fiji, I'll be happy. That'll be good.
Hey, mate, you've seen pretty much everything made of Lego. And, you know, is there anything, what's the last thing that surprised you?
I'm constantly surprised, to be honest. The thing about Lego is, and children's imagination, is it's limitless. So I know my kids the other day, they were making some stuff for the Olympics, which, of course, is not going to happen. So they decided they'll make their own Lego Olympics. And, you know, they've decided to make, I think it was ninjas flicking fried eggs at each other Olympics or something like that. So, you know, you're constantly surprised by whatever kids can come up with, which I think is the unique thing about Lego.
Well, Ryan, I've completed my yellow submarine and my boyfriend and I have just put together our Ghostbusters Ecto car, and now I'm just looking for someone's firstborn child to sell so that I can do the Stranger Things set. When is Lego going to come down in price as it goes up in popularity?
Well, it's funny you should say that, but in these lockdown times, it's actually gone even crazier. So now is the time. Forget investing in gold and oil and all of those kind of bits and pieces. I think little plastic bricks are the way to go. If you can find a good Lego set, I'd hang on to it, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. The gold stuff. The real McCoy. Mate, we'll catch you on the show. The ratings huge last week, probably even bigger this Sunday.
Oh, thanks very much. Brick on.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, my friends, Ralph's Skate Court in San Clemente, California. This is a popular skate park with the youth of that area.
Sure.
And we know how popular skate parks have become again. And hell, these days it can even be a career being a professional skateboarder. Reminds me of the old BMX track down there at Mills Park, Beckenham/Kenwick. I don't know how many, that's where we used to hang out. I don't know how many BMX careers were launched there, but certainly a lot of careers in smoking and having your first can of Emu Bitter were done there.
Well.
Yeah, with the kids all cooped up, you know, the skate park there, Ralph's Skate Court, was packed with kids skating, despite the fact that, you know, we're under isolation orders, that they weren't meant to be there. So the council decided to be big old killjoys, and they've gone and filled the pipe with sand.
I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. Tell me, where do the children play?
So, yeah, the skaters have lost their skate park. It's filled with sand to stop them skating, but it's backfired on the council because the kids on the skateboards can't use it, but the dirt bike riders can. It's
genius.
Now full of dirt bike riders who are getting a real good hit out of the pipe.
Love it.
And not only did the dirt bike riders go down there, they've gone and helped dig out some of the sand so that the skateboarder kids can skate. Look, obviously, you know, we're not encouraging breaking isolation rules, but, you know, it's hard. It's hard for the kids. They're bored. And this was obviously a bit of good, clean fun. But, you know, that's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And I love that the council have gotten together and gone, what are we going to do? We have to shut it down. What's the best way? Definitely fill it with sand. And then it's just appealed to a whole other group of people. It's brilliant.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just want to grab an old cardboard box. It's a cheap way and start sliding down the sand. You've got to love that.
Oh, like Moore River.
Yes.
Or the big hill on Carron Up Road there. Intrigued. Yeah. Get into it.
That's right.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Now, we spoke to a dating expert yesterday about strengthening relationships with partners during ISO life because if life's getting away from you and you're running out of time, you normally don't get a chance to talk or really spend some special time together. Mm-hmm. And so came home, said to James, do we need to up the ante here? No, it turns out I just need to get out of my tracksuit pants. So I'm just going to make a bit more of an effort. And Maddie, how about you? You're going to make more of an effort during ISO life?
Well, yes, and exactly after our chat with Debbie, I thought, right, I got to step up here. Because at the moment, it's so easy for days just to melt into one another, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And particularly for you and I, Kimber, there's no demarcation between work and home. You just roll out of bed, sit in this chair. I see you guys. Turn off Skype. Roll onto the couch. You know, there's really... So I've got to start making an effort. But as is so typical with Dictynski, I'm an ideas man.
Right.
I just find it really hard to follow through and complete these things.
You have trouble with the fruition.
I really do. So yeah. I thought, okay, I need to do something special for my partner, T. And, of course, you know, we're here at home with my stepdaughter, Steppy D. And so it's very difficult to have special time together. So I thought, okay, I'm going to make a date night tonight. And I'm going to include Steppy D.
Yep.
And I've offered to pay her real money to be the sort of maitre d' waiter in our makeshift restaurant that I'm going to create.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. But have I thought about what I'm going to do? No.
Have you got
okay, so you've sold it. You've already invited them along. You've already offered the paycheck. And I've you haven't organised anything.
So the idea is there. Have you worked out how much you're going to pay Steppy D? Like, is it $2 an hour, $20 an hour? What are you doing there?
It's a lobster. She's getting $20 for that. She said, well, can I make any more? And I went, well, it depends how well you do. And we learnt the concept of tipping.
Okay.
I said, if you do well, I'll drop in another 10. But this, you know, like, I've organised this thing. I've told T she has to disappear. I have to be quiet now.
Yeah.
She has to disappear at 6 p.m. upstairs and get dressed to be going out, right?
Yep.
So I've done all that. I haven't organised any food. I don't know if we've got
Maddie.
Candles.
Maddie! Okay, look, do you want me to... Here's my top tips, okay?
Go on.
Here's my top tips. And for anyone out there who's listening, if this is what you're thinking about doing for your partner, lighting, music, and fragrance.
Yeah.
That's going to get you there. So lighting, just dim the room, add some candles, do what you have to do. But lighting is important. Put on some cool music and fragrance, either the room or yourself.
That's why we call Kimber the mood setter in our show, right?
Yeah, okay, that's the important.
Yeah, the mood setter.
Okay, well, lighting's cool because the globes here are so old, they're really dull, so that creates a nice
okay, yeah, it works.
Atmosphere. Music, of course, will keep it on to Mix 94.5.
Yeah.
And in terms of fragrance, well, Florence farts about every 4 seconds, so I think we're sorted. Hot to trot.
Good luck, man.
I would do anything for love, but at the end of the day, no, I won't do that.
Sure?
We'll check in on Monday and find out.
Please. Oh, God.
You know, people lining up to get paid if you're paying the kid $30. Well done.
What's the number for Domino's?
Good luck, Steppy. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Our next guest is the son of a Vietnam vet who wanted to do something special for what will be a very different Anzac Day tomorrow, and he's done it and spread the word across the planet via a Facebook page. Justin Wilber, mate, how are you? Welcome.
I'm really, really well. How are you?
Great.
We're great. Now, Justin, excellent. You are the son of a Vietnam War veteran. What did your normal Anzac Day consist of?
Well, for as many years as I can remember, and more years than I care to remember, I've always attended the dawn services as a boy. So this year, it was a little unusual to hear the news of the cancellation of public gatherings, and I kind of pivoted on the spot in my dining room saying, what am I going to do now? Within a few hours, the page was launched.
Yeah, I mean, oh God, these are obviously very strange times, but there's something about Anzac Day that brings the nation together unlike any other day on the calendar. But it's so important that we mark this day, and so we're doing something a little different this year.
Well, that's right. I mean, the Anzac spirit and that 105 years since the birth of Anzac is part of our DNA, really. Mm. It's every year, you're right, it's one of the hallmark days of Australian spirit and remembrance. And, you know, I'm not the only person who's seen that growth over the years.
Hey, Justin, seems a bit bizarre to me. We had a recent celebration in Perth about the life and times of Bon Scott and AC/DC, and down the Canning Highway in Perth, people were on their balconies, on their driveways, and going out paying tribute to Bon and Akadaka. And this is going to be similar in a way that maybe without Akadaka playing, people will be hanging from balconies. And it was amazing some of the places people ended up paying tribute.
Well, yeah, I don't think we'll see too many people making the devil horns with their pinky and their pointer finger. What we're asking for essentially is a simple, safe and solemn service, which are the words of Bill Lowry. So long as everyone's being nice and respectful, I think we're going to see a really beautiful tribute to our diggers and everyone who's fought in other wars as well. And, of course, those who currently serve.
So people who don't have a driveway can do the balcony or just do the doorstep?
Absolutely. The porch, the balcony, the driveway, the front lawn, the paddock.
Well, Justin, we will certainly be broadcasting at Mix 94.5 so that people can hear the bugler and the things that we certainly expect on Anzac Day. But this has been a time of creative change too. Have you had other people put in some creative ideas for you just trying to help it get along?
Oh, absolutely. In the very early days when we were suggesting lighting a candle, we saw a few comments on the page saying, oh, it's really windy where we live. So we reached out to an app developer in Spain who, in the space of 3 weeks, has built a mobile app from the ground up on both platforms that were released this week. Beyond that, I mean, we've partnered with the Music for Mateship program that came out of Brisbane. That's the call for brass players all around the country to play the last post. So they'll be playing in sync with the broadcast from the Australian War Memorial. At 11 o'clock, Pipe Bands Australia will be doing Amazing Grace in their driveways, and we've partnered with them as well. As part of, it actually came out of WA, there's a movement called Follow the Sun, which is putting out the call for photographers and drone operators to film all of these wonderful tributes that we're seeing in people's front yards and driveways.
Stand together this Anzac Day. Listen to the Anzac Day commemorative service broadcast live right here on Mix 94.5 from 5:30 p.m. Saturday, of course, tomorrow, right here at the radio station. And Justin, great initiative, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Justin Wilbur there. I got a bit excited. Yeah, 5:30 a.m. So get into that, lest we forget.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
It's been a frustrating time for many people, and even worse if you live stateside. Our figures in Australia are incredible, but in America, the results speak for themselves, but the president has said some very strange stuff, Donald J. Trump, over the last, particularly the last fortnight, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we don't expect our leaders to have all the answers, but the great thing about what McGowan has done, and indeed Scott Morrison, is they've been pretty straight with us. And
yeah,
I think we all appreciate that at this time.
Oh, yeah. No one wants to be in a country where the leadership is not strong. And there's people all over the world that are just scared to leave the house now because they're not really sure what's going on, and those numbers just keep climbing.
Yeah. What seems to be a big issue with Donald Trump, though, is that he seems to get up and speculate about things that he doesn't know. He doesn't know the medical side of things and the scientific side of things, but he does say things like this.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that, so that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
It almost sounds like the Trumpster is having a chat with a mate at the pub speculating about something, but he's actually saying it in a press briefing at the White House. People take it as gospel.
It's like he's basically talking about intravenously injecting pinacline.
India Ventolin.
Try BAM. BAM
What's
works.
What's going on? I think the problem is he needs to stick to the script, because there's been some strange suggestions, hasn't there?
Absolutely. And I notice on the real science front that in the UK, two people, the first of 800 people, have been injected with what they're hoping is the beginnings of a potential vaccine.
Okay. And it seems as though the scientific community and the medical community around the world are working in tandem. There's lots of different things that are starting to go into testing at this point in time.
Yes, but they're all taking their lead from Donald Trump.
Yeah. Disinfectant.
Like, I know people are desperate, but right now, what would someone have to pay you, or what situation would you have to be in to line up for a vaccine? Like, basically, vaccines around the world normally take about more than 10, 15 years to engineer and be tested properly, and they've managed to come up with this in a period of a couple of weeks while we've all been in ISO.
Can I be part of the group that take the placebo things?
Yeah, like, there is no way I would be saying, absolutely, sign me up for this untested thing.
Well, I read this earlier this morning, so forgive me if I've got the number wrong, but I'm pretty sure it said they were getting £2,000.
Ah, okay.
Oh,
right.
That's not enough.
Okay.
It's not enough.
Oh, no, they watch their symptoms really closely, Kimber. It's okay.
Oh, gee, yeah. Ask the symptoms in 10, 15 years, see what happens. Oh,
better than the president giving you disinfectant in your veins. It's Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Guys, let's be honest, there's a lot of people at this time doing a lot of cooking and baking, and we know about it because they're boasting on social media, in particular Instagram and Facebook. And I saw a guy the other day, a renowned chef, sharing his recipe secrets for Anzac Bickies for the weekend. But Kimbo, he's not alone.
He's not alone. And the thing is, I mean, I do enjoy baking. I'm not much of a cook, but I do like to bake. And years ago, when I returned home to Perth from living in Canada, the first thing I did was I went to the shops and I picked myself up a pack of Arnott's Monte Carlo biscuits.
Is that right?
Because I missed the Monte Carlo, and I don't mean the ones they produce now. I mean the good ones when they used to have decent filling in the middle and they were a real gutsy biscuit. And now Arnott's have released the recipe.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
How are you talking?
Yeah. During COVID times, now we can make our own Monte Carlo biscuits and you can up the cream level as much as you like. And they've got, it's super easy. It takes 10 minutes to prep them and 14 minutes to cook them.
Yeah, they always say that. It's like on those films when someone goes, you know, how long's it going to take to defuse the bomb? Oh, it'll take 10 hours. Oh, you've got three.
Yeah.
You know.
And they do it with a second spare?
Yeah, it takes 24 minutes. Yeah, right. I'll be there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, Monte Carlo's, Kimbo, I know you love them so much, as you just said. You're going to have a crack?
Yeah, this looks really easy and it's super easy. Like the ingredients are just things that you'd have sitting around in the cupboard. And I can't believe that one of the classic biscuits, like these are the things, this is their, you know, bread and butter, so to speak, and they've released the recipe. Why do they do that?
Well, they're not the only ones, because you may not be able to assemble IKEA furniture, or you may not be able to do it and not have a bit left over and go, I'm sure that's supposed to be in the bookcase somewhere.
Yeah.
But IKEA have released the recipe and the method for making their famous meatballs.
Beautiful.
Yeah, how good's that? I mean, I've never eaten them, but apparently they're fantastic. People love them.
Yeah, I haven't had them either, but you do see people lining up at IKEA because I guess they are so cheap. That's one of those things where I go, is it going to be cheaper to just have them made for me?
Yeah.
Or make them myself at home? But if people are missing out on the IKEA meatballs right now because of COVID-19, it's a good time.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yes.
Many a time, Laurie and I have gone there to the food court of a weekday night there in Innaloo and had the meatballs and a little, you know, a few trimmings on the side, including the peas there at IKEA.
Are they good?
Sensational.
Okay.
This is, and the meatball recipe looks pretty easy. Again, they're saying it makes 16 to 20 meatballs. I mean, how many meatballs does one person normally consume? You guys would know that better than me.
300, roughly, in a serving.
What a great idea. I mean, I love that they're being so generous with this stuff, because lots of times you do fall in love with something, you want to know how to make it.
Well, I think this is obviously, the call is out now, and the Colonel needs to release the recipe of the 11 secret herbs and spices.
We need him back, don't we?
Come on,
no
Colonel.
No chance.
Open up the files. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
I think we need each other now more than ever. And those little moments, those little special things that people do for each other, are really important right now, Kim McHale.
Absolutely. And we're just talking about, you know, having people's backs, helping others where you can't help them out yourself maybe. And people have been nominating at mix.com.au for people that they think might need a helping hand. And we're doing the best we can.
Yes, and we had our first Help on Your Back winner, shall I say winner, or, you know.
Yeah, recipient.
Recipient. When Michelle nominated her dear friend Nikki, who's doing a great job in her community.
This is what Michelle had to say about what Nikki's doing.
Nikki promoted in the page the idea of driveway dinners, which was connecting all of our neighbours to come out into their front yard and just enjoy dinner together.
And Michelle, how did it go?
Oh, it went really well. Lots of little pockets in the neighbourhood joined in, and everyone had a really great time. People even dressed tablecloths and put flowers out and candles, and it was just a really lovely evening. Bayswater community did this.
The Bayswater community, Kimber, and they're being rewarded tomorrow night.
Yeah, we have organised something extra special. We've put together a Mix 94.5 playlist that we're going to play on air so that they can hear, or they can all hear the same soundtrack while they're having dinner together. And we're sending out pizzas.
Oh, Rossonero Pizza. I've looked at the menu. Oh, my goodness me. This looks like pizza and a half. These look fantastic.
This is mind-blowing. And keep in mind, all the guidelines for COVID-19, including social distancing, will be adhered to with the Mix 94.5 promotions team out there, making sure everyone's doing the right thing. But the pizza from these superstars, Phil and the team at Rossonero, will be an absolute treat.
Oh, I know, and I've looked up their menu, and they make 6 different varieties of vegetarian pizza. Shut up and take my money.
Oh, hello. As long as those eggplants are remaining 1.5 metres apart.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong business. Never mind. So, guys, we're getting people to go online and submit someone who's done, you know, they just need a little bit of a helping hand or a bit of a push-up, a bit of a spark.
Absolutely. Michelle nominated Nikki because she's been really active within her community, but maybe you know someone who's doing it tough, who needs a, you know, a smile put on their face. So get in touch with us at mix.com.au because Mix 94.5 wants to have your back.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Guys, we caught up with Justin Wilbur earlier today, who's the son of a Vietnam vet, and he basically had an idea and thought, well, it's going to be a very different Anzac Day. So he sorted out a Facebook page and is spreading the message for people to commemorate tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so head out onto your driveway. We'll be broadcasting on Mix 94.5 from 5:30 a.m. So you'll be able to hear everything that you need to be part of it. And it's going to be a safe way to commemorate a very special day.
Yeah, beautiful gesture. We're certainly going to do it, and it'll finally give me a chance to take my bins in because God knows I've been neglecting things around the house.
Can you move those out of the way? As long as they don't stink too bad. You don't want them smelling like Craigie smells at the moment, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, stand together. This is Anzac Day, so listen to the Anzac Day commemorative service, the special broadcast live on Mix 94.5 right here from 5:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, April 25.